Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Go ahead and take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose. Out through your mouth. As you breathe in, think about God breathing the breath of life into the very first human. As you continue to breathe in, listen to the words of Jesus as he breathed on his disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Center yourself in God's abiding presence. And in your own words, just invite God into this space, knowing that he needs no invitation, but desires one. God, would you be present among us as we pray? Spirit, would you fill us as we meditate on your word? The writer of Hebrews in chapter 2, verse 17 and 18 says this: "Therefore, Jesus had to be made like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because Jesus himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." Spirit of God, would you captivate our minds with the understanding that Jesus suffered under temptation? Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was famished. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Think about Jesus, unwilling to selfishly, supernaturally bypass the human experience. Think about Jesus refusing to use his divine privileges to escape hunger. To enhance his own comfort. Jesus, thank you that you are willing to suffer under temptation. Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Think about Jesus refusing to take the way of sinful human leaders, impressing people into worship. Unwilling to test God's love for him. Resting in the words that the Father had already spoken over him. "You are my beloved Son, and I am well pleased in you." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And the devil said to Jesus, "All these things I will give you if you will just fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. Think of Jesus unwilling to selfishly, for self-preservation, escape the cross and take the easy way out, making that choice in that moment to walk the long, difficult journey through the cross, through the grave. Therefore, Jesus had to be made like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because Jesus himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Where are you experiencing temptation in your life? What desires in your heart is the enemy trying to ignite? What do his whispers sound like? What might it look like to invite Jesus into that space? Therefore, Jesus had to be made like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because Jesus himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for voluntarily being willing to take on flesh and to experience a human life. Thank you for being unwilling to take the easy way out, to escape the pains and the difficulties, even suffering under temptation. Thank you for being willing to listen to the lies that we have to listen to. Thank you that you are a merciful and faithful high priest. Thank you that you are our advocate, not our accuser. Thank you that you have made a way for us to confidently approach God's throne of grace. Teach teach us to run to you in the midst of temptation. Give us the faith to believe that you desire to and you have the ability to help us in those times of difficulty. Empower us to follow the leading of your Spirit out of that temptation. And when we fall, help us to remember that you are our high priest, that you have made atonement for our sins, that you have paid the price. That even in our failure, because of your death and your resurrection, God's throne is one of grace for us. Help us to live in the fullness of that today. Now. We ask these things in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.